Amen. Thank God for you. All righty. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to Jeremiah chapter 20. Try not to be long. We always say that, and well, still trying. Told brother tonight I was going to make a mess for him so he can clean up when he gets here, so see what we can do. And probably every one of you preachers in here has preached out of this, and probably some of your wives have. Just a couple scriptures here tonight. It is preachers' fellowship and camp meeting. I want to try to be a help to the preachers tonight, and I'm telling you, we need it.
Yes, sir.
Never in my life seen such a time.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be that preachers were somebody to look up to. It used to be that preachers were those that had high moral standards in the community.
Right.
And I say to you, it still ought to be that way.
Right.
Those folks are looking through different eyes now.
Yeah.
Amen. And if you're here tonight and you're skeptic, let me say, don't judge every preacher on one.
That's right.
Amen. But see if we can be a help to you tonight. There's two verses. The Bible says, Jeremiah chapter 20. Verses 7. O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and derision daily. Todd, pray for us.
Help us, Lord. And breaks the prayer of life. Help us call back to the remembrance of what you study.
Yes.
I pray that you'll help us as listeners, Lord, to take it to apply it to our hearts and our lives. We'll thank you again for what you've done for us and all you're going to do for us. Your name is great.
Amen. Let me say tonight as we start, I think you can agree with me, Jeremiah was a preacher. I thank God I don't live in the times he is. The things he's been through, the things he's had to do, the things he's had to be an example with, the things that he's went through that God has called him to do. Thank God. Do you know preachers? As a matter of fact, we pretty much got it made now. Compared to him, amen. I mean, listen to me. Nobody gave him a pastor appreciation. Nobody ever witnessed to him or talked good about him on his birthday. Nobody ever went out of the way and patted him on his back and say, good message, preacher. As a matter of fact, they talked junk about him. I put him down. Everything that you can pick on him about, that he was picked on about. He never had a congregation that would listen to him and stay with him long. And boy, we get upset when one family leaves, and rightfully so. I'm telling you, he went through it. I thank God to know tonight we got it made compared to some of these men of old. That may be one of our blessings that's hurt us. I can remember back in the times, in the good old days, they used to have something called brush arbor meetings.
Yeah.
You won't do it now because you don't want to get out of the air conditioner.
Yeah, right.
God forbid you had to swap at a gnat.
Yeah.
Amen. Boy, back in the good old days, they used to say, amen, you know what? 10 years from now, you're going to look it back at the day and say, the good old days.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Let me say this to you, though. This was a man of God here that God had blessed, God has smiled on, and I dare say there's not a man of God in here that if you ain't been preaching a year or you ain't been preaching for 30 or 40 years, that God ain't smiled on you, and you've had some times right along with God. Some of them times you've got alone in your study when nobody else was around and you cried to God and asked God, I don't understand, God, why? And it seems like a still small voice that floats in and sits on your shoulder and says, you'll be all right, son. Let's keep preaching. Let's keep going. Hallelujah. You've been in them times when you thought nothing was moving and all of a sudden God leads you to somebody that was right for the picking and you think nobody's ever going to listen. Nobody don't understand anymore. And it seems like that heart's broken. And boy, there's fall all over you wanting to know about the salvation of God. I say hallelujah. Thank God. But I want to preach to you tonight on this thought for a little while. Some problems that broke the preacher. some problems that broke the preacher. Now, let me say this to you. Before you go to gnawing on that pastor like you're trying to eat corn on the cob through a picket fence, you ought to try to walk a mile in his shoes for a little while. Amen. It's tough. But number one tonight, I say to you some of the problems that broke the preacher. Number one, look in chapter 19, and verse 15. In chapter 19, verse 15, the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon this city and upon all her towns all the evil that I have pronounced against it, because they have hardened their necks that they might not hear my words." And I say to you, one of the problems that broke the preacher is because people just won't listen.
Yeah.
You're a bunch of hard-headed knuckleheads. That man of God stand up and tell you, don't do that. Don't go there. Straighten up. Listen. I better do right or it's going to come back and bite you. You're too hard-headed to listen. And then somewhere down the road, you get hurt.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't listen.
Right.
Go ahead, amen. I say to you, you don't understand what you're doing. You're breaking your pastor, amen. You're hurting him. Why? Because he's not up here just to make a dollar. He's not up here just to get some prestige. He's up here if he's a man called of God to help you, to lead you, to guide you, and to spiritually build you up in a place that you can get higher and closer to God.
Amen.
I ain't got by four, amen. I'll try to hurry. I said problems that broke the pastor. Number one, people that won't listen. Number two, we find out here in chapter 20 and verse 1. It says, "Now Pasher, the son of Immer, the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pasher smote Jeremiah, the prophet, and put him in stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord." Now I say to you, some things that broke the preacher. Number one, people that won't listen. Number two, pastors that won't change. Hey, man, this won't change. This was a man, a boy, that was raised under the priest. His daddy knew a little something. He'd been there. He knew that, but he ain't going to change.
Yep, yep.
I say to you, there's some of you in here, man, God stands and preaches to you and preaches over and over and over and over and over and tells you you need to change. You need to get right with God. You need to quit doing what you're doing, and you ain't going to change. You ain't going to do no better. He begs you to raise your hand. Let's try to get a little arthritis out. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to change. I'm telling you, he's trying to get you to shout a little bit. Say amen every now and again. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to change. I'm telling you, a problem that's breaking the preacher. Amen, amen, amen. I say to you, not only that, in Jeremiah chapter 20, here in verses 4, the Bible says, "For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will make thee a terror to thyself and all thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies. And thine eyes shall behold it, and I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon. And he shall carry them captive into Babylon, and shall slay them with the sword." And get down here to verse 6. And it says, "And thou pasture, and all that dwell in thine house shall go into captivity, and thou shalt come to Babylon, and there thou shalt die, and shalt be buried there, thou and all thy friends to whom thou hast prophesied lies." And I say to you, people that won't listen, pastors that won't change, and personal opinions that override the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, preacher, I know what you said, but I don't think he meant that for me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, who did he mean it for?
Right.
I know you're an exception to the rule. Hey, man, let me help you. There wouldn't be a rule if there was an exception. Help yourself. Amen. I say to you, but he just wouldn't listen. He just wouldn't. His own opinion was, I don't care what the man of God says. I'm going to go about my own way. And then we find right after that, Jeremiah gets in a bad way. Jeremiah gets in a sorrowful state. Why? Because now Jeremiah knew lose. The what? Because of pastor being the way that he is, now Jeremiah's going to have to suffer for what prayer this man is about to put him through.
Right.
Not only has Jeremiah got to suffer, but all the people's got to suffer.
Yeah.
And I think some of you, especially some of you young folks, I know how you got to blaze your own trail. Hey, man, you've probably learned that from mom and daddy. Hey, man, but can I say this to you tonight? You better listen to the man of God.
That's right.
You better listen to the man of God. I'm talking about some problems that'll break the preacher.
Yeah.
Number four. Now I say to you, Jeremiah 20, he says in verse 7, O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and has prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. You know what? It's a blessing to give somebody something to mock. They mocked our Lord and Savior. Makes you think any better. Hey, man, but can I say this to you? Some things that'll break the preacher. It's people that won't listen. Pastors that won't change. Personal opinions override the word of God. And lastly, can I say to you, the pastor has no honor. The pastor that has no honor. And I say this to you tonight. You listen, I'm not saying this because I am one. Hey, man, there's two men in here I set up under. Hey, man, as my pastors, I love preachers. Hey, man, thank God. Hey, man, I try to be all I could be and every bit that I could be and help them as much as I possibly could. Hey, man, I didn't want to be a problem. I didn't want to be a headache to them. As a matter of fact, I wanted to relieve some of their headache and some of their problem. Why? Because a man that will stand and preach to me, and listen to me, I don't want you to preach me no encouragement. You preach the hell out of me. Hey, man, I think that's one of the problems we got this dance. I want to be an encouragement to you. Don't be no encouragement to me. Bible says when David to come back over there at the Ziklag, and they done took everything that they ever had. You know what he said? David encouraged himself. I can encourage myself, amen. You tell me how wicked I am, how I'm going to hell if I don't straighten up and get saved by the grace of God. You tell me how wicked I am. You said, preacher, you'll run folks off. Not if they love the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. I say to you, problems that broke the preacher. Oh, wait a minute. I told you 4 points, didn't I? Hey, man, hold on a minute. And I say to you, this pastor ain't no ordinary pastor.
That's right.
Hey, man, he ain't like today. Panty wearing, scared of his congregation, led by his wife, worried about another paycheck. He ain't one of them preachers, hey, man. Hey, something different here. Hey, man, he ain't hiding up in a pew, wondering what's going to take place next. Is it going to be the rapture or the IRS? I'm telling you, he's not worried about that at all. He says, wait a minute, folks. I know pastors ain't listening. I know people ain't paying attention. I know my congregation ain't going to change. I know I ain't got no honor. Oh, but there's something different. There's something going on now. Now, I want to help you a little bit. Amen. I want to give you a little bit more. I want to tell you some things that'll put a pastor back together. Amen. We find it here in the scriptures. Our preacher, amen. I say to you, number one, Bible says in verse 9. Bible says, then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak anymore in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. I say to you something that'll put them back together. The word that's in his heart, amen. That'll put them back together. Thank God for the word, amen. That's in his heart. I'm telling you, you don't know how many lonely nights it's been. When we've been laying right beside a family, when the family's been in the house, but it's something lonely. Hey, something ain't there for a man of God to dwell in his mind. Why ain't my church doing better? Why can't I get folks in? Why come I just can't get people to like me? Why come I can't get my people to pay attention? And then all of a sudden, you hear something say, I'm still with you, son. You still mine. I'm telling the word that is here in his heart. Jeremiah said, I wanted to. I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. Why, they didn't skip this year and didn't even give me a past appreciation gift. I'm quitting. Then he said, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something in here.
Yeah.
I can't. There's a fire. Hey, man, let me say this to you. Ain't there one of you in here ever got burnt and not remembered?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, man, there's something about that burning on the inside. I can remember, amen. Last few services. Hey, man, boy, I'm telling you. It was probably, a few services, probably been a year ago now, Brother Barry. Had a funeral. The guy come up to me at the funeral. And this is his first words. He said, "Are you discouraged yet?" "Where's my gun?" "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, I've been in your shoes. You ain't never gonna get nobody to come." Yeah. "Well, good, brother. Don't think I want you to." He said, "Preacher, you wouldn't be that mean." Yeah. "Hey, man, I ain't got time to play games, hey, man. Either you get in and serve God or get out, hey, man. But get out of my way either way. Hey, man, preacher, you ain't going to build a church like that." "No, I'm not, and I'm not trying to. If God does it, he'll do it. And if he don't do it, we still going to get right on along." Amen. Yeah. Discouraged? Why in the world? What have you got to be discouraged over?
Yeah, right.
I mean, listen to me. Why in the world? God entrusted you. I pastor, preacher. God called you to stand in his gap, stand in his place, be a little more than an ambassador, and preach his word. I mean, he's installed in something in you that he's not put in anybody else in this world.
Yeah.
Right, amen.
Yeah. Right.
I'm talking about, amen, problems that broke the pastor, but some things that put him back together.
Yeah.
The word that's in his heart, can I say to you, in verse 11, the Bible says, "But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten." Now I say to you, some things that have put him back together, the word that's in his heart, and also the wonder-working God that's with him.
Yeah,
hey, man, I'm glad, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, loved ones, I've seen God do some things that only God can do, amen.
Yeah, right.
And preachers, you know the same boat, amen.
Yeah.
You've been there in times that you can't explain it to nobody.
Yeah.
You've seen God move and put his hands on things in your ministry that if you was to tell somebody, they think you're lying. That's how good God is, amen.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't explain to yourself. You can't tell your wife. You can't tell your loved ones when you're laying on your bed at night and you study all night long and God's give you nothing. Then all of a sudden, bam, a thought comes to mind that only God could deliver. Only God could give. And man, you see what God does. I mean, how many times, loved ones, have we studied for something and got in the pulpit and God changed it and you wonder why God's changing it. And all of a sudden, you see that little girl sitting in the side and she starts to cry and she says, "Preacher, you preached the exact thing that I'm going through. What's been in my life and my heart?" I'm telling you, loved ones, that's a wonder-working God, because ain't no way you knew. Because ain't none of you preachers in here on Facebook. Hey, man, now I say to you, matter of fact, you can probably get some pretty good sermons on there. I said, some things that put them back together. The word is in his heart. The word and the working God is with him. Verse 12, he says, "But O Lord of hosts, that tries the righteous and seest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them. For unto thee have I opened my cause." And I say to you, things that put them back together is the watching eye of God.
Yeah.
He said, Jeremiah said, "You see, Lord, you see, can I help you tonight, preachers? Can I help you?"
Yeah.
God sees. He knows, amen. He's watching. He knows when people mock you. He knows the health problems you go through. He knows how your heart's drenched over people that won't listen. He knows what your troubles and trials are. Oh, he knows. He sees. He's watching. And I say to you, that ought to put you back together, amen. That ought to help you to know. Hey, when you take this pulpit next time, when you take your pulpit next time, you keep in mind, he's watching.
Yeah.
Let me give you the last one. I'm quitting. Now I say to you in verse 13, he says, saying unto the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of the evildoers. I said some things that have put them back together. The word that's in his heart, the one that working God is with him, the watching eye of God. And can I say to you, the worship that he puts in him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I help you tonight. Amen. I ain't hitting on much of nothing. I know that. I can't talk half the time. Amen. I stutter and stumble. Amen. I sound like one of them country hicks. Amen. Hey, if it weren't for these country hicks, you wouldn't have your cities. Amen. I say to you, I know that. I've been there. I'm probably least educated among most of you preachers here. I say this to you tonight, though. I thank God to know he put something down inside of me that a seminary can't put in, that laying on of hands can't put on in. I'm telling you, loved ones, he put something inside of us that make us keep going when everything else falls apart. When Biden's in the White House, God has still got something inside. They want to praise him. Amen. By the way, can I tell you, my king's sitting on the throne. He ain't in the White House. Amen. I say to you tonight, loved ones, he put something inside of us that makes us want to keep going. Makes us want to say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. And if I had to go through these troubles, if I had to go through these trials, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for blessing me to